If you or a loved one are suffering from extreme withdrawal, increased irritability, or explosive diarrhea due to the lack of survivor content in your life, welcome to the fucking show.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Reality Gurus. We are back for the double boot episode, Survivor 43. Did this live up to your expectations, Dave?
Yes. I thought it was a very good episode, actually. I like this episode a lot. I think I said this last season when it happened, but I wish they did the... I don't like that they start with three tribes. That's just my opinion. I would like this more if they started with two tribes, because I feel like now the whole season we just get small groupings and we never have a big grouping of people, really, aside from that little stretch we just went through post-merge. What do you think? What do you think about that?
I agree. I always liked kind of what they... The, like, late 20s model, or I guess... I think they did it once in Kage... Well, Kagehan was a three-tribe. Never mind. I guess it's, like, early 30s kind of thing with... Or even mid-30s. Two tribes, so you start with 20. That's the other thing, is they've been starting with 18 every season. Right. Which is why they love three tribe. I don't think they've done a two tribe 18 person season in maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's just, oh, we have 18. Let's do three tribes.
Right.
So I liked the 20 person seasons, two tribes. Then you swap at 15 to two or to, sorry, to three small tribes of five.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do like two or three eliminations, get to the merge, then it's big again, and then it gets small again. I like when there's a mixture of big and small. I feel like whoever wins this is like, congratulations, you're very good at navigating when there are 5 to 7 people voting.
Mm-hmm. Right, because you start with three tribes of six, so the maximum you have is six, and the whole way up to the merge, and then you merge, but then you don't really merge because only half the people go to tribal, so it's still not a merge. Then you get a couple votes of a regular, like, post-merge. And then they do this thing where you have five people again. And then after this, the most you ever have in the game is eight, right? So
yep.
That's still not as many as if you started the season with two tribes of 9 or 10. So,
yeah, I enjoy two tribe. I think it's the best way to introduce players in a premiere is probably, you know, I mean, when there's three tribes, one whole tribe usually gets left out of the edit in normal episodes. So in the premiere, when you're trying to touch on all of them, there's definitely going to be people left out.
Right. You can listen back to our first couple episodes of the last few seasons, and we're like, we don't even know what to think of anyone on this one tribe because we don't get enough of them.
Right. And God forbid that tribe starts winning.
Right. And then you never see them.
And that has been happening the last few seasons where, you know, the tribe that's absent in the premiere, spoiler, it's because they're really good and you're not going to need to know anything that will inform a vote for like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when I ask if it lived up to your expectations, I should have said that it exactly lived up to your expectations because you, the king of the Dungeon,
I am,
correctly predicted both boots and the double boot.
Mm-hmm.
We were texting about this. I was rooting for your outcome because I thought it's what I picked.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out I swapped Gabler and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I think us both picking James, though, that's what this podcast is all about.
Oh, it's fine.
I don't know if anybody really had James going next, but we have had it. But we haven't called it. We've been like, James in trouble, James in trouble.
Yep. And then
this week, James is going.
Yeah.
And he does.
Yeah. I have, not to toot my own horn here, but I've become a human spoiler in a season where there are no spoilers, actually. Just look to me. I can make my own Reddit, my own subreddit.
Yeah, this is, you know, for anybody who, because most Survivor seasons are spoiled if you look for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for any detractors who are like, you know, these guys, they probably just saw the boot list and they're like, yeah, this person goes in the merge sometimes. Like, no, it's, I mean, this season, go look at it. People are looking at betting odds. That's right. How non-spoiled the season is.
Yeah, I can honestly say that I have never looked at a spoiler list for any reason, let alone picking dungeons for our stupid little show, you know?
Yeah, and I've lost a dungeon.
Yeah, right.
And I've lost the whole season for dungeon before, so...
That takes the fun out of it. Why would we do the segment if we knew?
Right, yeah. I mean, we're right about so many other things that what do we need to be right about one more thing?
Right, exactly. But we are anyway.
Yeah, we are. All right, speaking of things we were right about, James goes home 4-1 in the first boot. I think we got to start with Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested to see your take. I know you saw the emergency press conference, so you probably know where I stand. But where do you land with Sammy tonight?
So him telling Carla the plan is an awful move. I want to get that off the sound. So I'll start with that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason for him to tell her. They have the numbers. Her and James are each other's probably number one. You would consider them. I mean, you have Cassidy in there as well, but they're at least, you know, allies. So there's no reason to tell her this, right? Because she can then go directly to James and say, this is happening. Just steal Noelle's steal a vote with your knowledge is power, right? That's the reason why this is a bad move. Miraculously, Sammy convinces her somehow that this is what they're going to do, and she isn't like that upset about it, kind of on board, right? Almost.
Yep. I mean, she does get on board by the end, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So it was a bad idea and a bad move that, yeah, serendipitously worked out in Sammy's favor and put him, I think, in a better position than him not doing it. But the downfall of him, it could have gone really bad, but it didn't go bad, and it ended up putting him in a better position than he was when he started. So I don't know if I should commend that or not. I'm leaning towards not commending it because it could have been disastrous for him.
Well, yeah, so I'm on the same page largely. First off, the decision to vote out James, I think, is very correct by him.
Mm-hmm.
All last episode, he's like, I'm on the bottom of this group. I got to make a move. He decides he's going to move against Ryan, who is very inconsequential in the grand scheme of that group. And then he doesn't even do that. And this week when he's saying, you know, Carla's opinion matters to me more than these other two people. And if she wants to keep James, like, it sounded like there was a world where he would keep James.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's just... that's crazy. Like, he would be the ultimate talks the talk but can't walk the walk guy at that point.
Yeah.
Where he creates all these great plans to get rid of the threats and then never gets rid of them. So I was glad to see him finally cross the threshold, get rid of James, because just letting Owen go would have been a coward move, I think. Here's the issue, which you brought up, is telling Carla. You said he might be in a better position.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree, because I think that Sammy is the have your cake and eat it too player of the century, where last week he wants to move against Ryan, but first let me get all other five people in this alliance to agree that we should get rid of him. And then this time he wants to get rid of James, and he's like, well, let me see if I can get Carla. It's like, you have the numbers. Sometimes you have to leave the person's huge ally out of the vote. Like, I know that it ended up working, but now he runs into the issue where he can't even commit to Owen and Noelle because they're going to be mad because he told the plan, and he could have completely ruined this vote, as you mentioned. It would have been a waste of Noelle's steal of it. Well, she wouldn't have even got to use it, right? James would have stole it, and he probably would have stole either Sammy's vote or Noelle's vote. Owen would go home. The other thing is they could let it happen, and Carla could use the idol, which I think we can talk about Carla's decision making in a little bit. But I don't know. It was, there was just so much unnecessary risk for Sammy, mm-hmm. in my opinion, where I think cutting James is the right thing to do. I think there's a world where you could come to Carla after and say, obviously, I couldn't tell you, right? And she's not going to trust you the same, mm-hmm. but I think she's smart enough that if things line up, you can work with her. But I think now he's like, he had to convince Carla to vote her number one ally out. We'll see the fallout in that alliance next time. I think Noelle and Owen are going to be against him because Owen, he's kind of been playing this thing with Owen where, you know, James is the bad guy. I've been trying to tell you things, but James like doesn't let me basically. And I think this is the like come to Jesus moment for Owen, really. These last few episodes is tonight he has the confrontation with James. And I think next episode, we're going to see him pretty pissed off at Sammy because he's like, okay, so all the bullshit they've been saying is all James. It's really you too, because we're on the same side of the vote finally, and you can't even tell me the truth. So I see Sammy's stock falling a lot, in my opinion. I think that he has a great mind for the game, and I would love to just talk Survivor with him endlessly. But all these decisions, like he wants everyone on both sides to like him as he votes out whoever. Mm-hmm. And it's and he's done it so many times that it's turning into neither side can fully trust him. And we've been saying all along, he's truly lacking a number one ally. That's the one thing missing in his game. And he never will just put his flag in the sand and say, I'm with you. Like Cody tonight is like, Gabler, we're together now. Like, mm-hmm. let's ride or die. Like he should have said that to Gabler, because Gabler's like, I'm floating. Like I've been waiting for someone to approach me. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Sammy cultivating this relationship the entire pre-merge? Like right now. And I don't know. It's kind of a rant. I don't know how to finish it, but that's my thoughts.
Yeah. We still, I think, disagree. Sort of on him. This is probably one of the players we've disagreed on most since we've started the podcast, honestly. I agree he could use a number one ally, but if he makes it to the end without one, I think he can definitely spin it to his advantage, because he can say, look, I haven't been aligned solely with anyone in this entire game, essentially. And even playing the middle, like I didn't need allies to impart my will, essentially. Like I had all these plans and sent all these people home, or at least had a big part in sending them home. And I didn't even need the numbers to do it every week. I did it with a different person every week. And that, in my opinion, could be parlayed into a strong end game resume. You know what I mean?
I get your point, but I think on the level of of precedent, right? Mm-hmm. I think if you look at previous Survivor players, there's some people who have like played the middle and won, and then there's there's others that have played the middle and got to the end and got destroyed by the jury. And I think the difference is when you have other people who you're doing it with. AKA like a sought out, like probably the best example of this is Tony with his trusty ally Trish, and sometimes Wu going back and forth. You now are an alliance who is playing the other two alliances against each other. Like you are essentially a third party candidate in a two party system, mm-hmm. versus when you're doing it individually, a lot of people see it as like, oh, that's the flip flopper. Like, people almost devalue the strategy, mm-hmm. because they're like, well, you just go with whichever side has momentum, and that side is the one building momentum. You're not the one that is imparting your will necessarily. You're like saying, okay, these people are hot. Let me jump with them. It's like, okay, now the other group is gaining an advantage. Let me jump with them. I feel like people give you less credit when you're doing it by yourself, mm-hmm. where it is kind of backwards, where you're like, yeah, they're doing it by themselves, which means they relied on no one else. So it should be you know, viewed as more difficult. But there, I feel like the precedent is set for, like, jurors do not like that style of play. I mean, for whatever reason, I feel like if I was a juror, it would kind of be case by case. Like, I think sometimes it could be like kind of people who just ride the momentum. And sometimes I think it could be a good strategy. But I would be interested to see if he makes the end, what people would think about his game. Yeah,
I agree with what you're saying, and I agree with what jurors do in a lot of the cases there. But I do, I mean, being omniscient viewers that we are, I do think Sammy is the
one. Really omniscient.
Yeah. Sammy is the one who is driving the decisions. I don't get the feeling that, from watching the episodes at least, that he's just picking whichever side is taking the lead that vote.
So I agree definitely this time. And let's get this in, let's speak in terms of Carla here now too, because I think, like, he and Noel, I don't know if they came together to make this decision. I felt like it was kind of a no-brainer when I saw this try breakdown.
Yeah.
It's like, this is when Sammy should flip. There's no doubt. Noel, the fact that she's even pretending to be with them is kind of funny. I think she's so on the outs right now. And Owen is obviously on the outs. So I was like, okay, this is the great time for Sammy. Carla doing this, though, very interesting. I had my take that her and Jesse were going to be a duo. I think Sammy has replaced Jesse.
Yeah.
I think this scenario is correct, but which was basically she's going to offload James in favor of a more discreet ally.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like this could be Sammy. She could have done a lot of things tonight. She could have swung things herself, told James he could have used the knowledge as power. She could have played the idol for him. She just chose instead to vote him out herself. What's your take on Carla's play tonight?
So we have to start looking at these moves in terms of not just advancing in the game, but, like, every move could be a possibly winning or losing move, right? Yeah. We're getting to that
million-dollar decision.
Yeah. Carla has to get rid of James eventually. The way this is going, James is definitely, like, taking being the front of this alliance and being the more aggressive one and getting people out. And if they both make it to the end, I think that James beats her.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to cut him at some point. I would have liked, for when James went for Carla's game, for her to do it and not just, like, be a nothing vote in it. You know, she was kind of a nothing vote in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have liked for her game to see her make the decision to cut her ally, because that is, like, one of the hardest things to do, and it shows that, like, you had the awareness that they could have beaten you, and you took your own steps to do it.
That's my feelings exactly, is that this isn't her move.
No, it's not at all.
Like you said, it's Sammy's move, and Noel as well. Owen kind of by default. I mean, he helped, but what else was he going to do, really?
Right.
I think what I really would have liked to see is Carla tell Sammy, you know what, you're right, you know, this and that. And I would have liked to see her tell James, have him use knowledge as power to steal a vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then have him steal Sammy's vote and vote Sammy out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that point, you can pitch that to the jury as James would not have known to do that had it not been for my social game and having Sammy trust me. You're burning Sammy, so you might as well vote him out. James would go along with it because obviously Sammy's trying to get him out of the game. And as we've seen with Owen, James really wants to vote out people who have voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could do all that. James is now used an advantage. He becomes an even bigger target. He is essentially the guy that if he makes it to the end, he wins. So everyone will want to vote him out. And Carla at the end can say, well, the only reason James was even at that peak power is because of me. And now he's gone and I have usurped his position. So not only can I do that, but I can also be the puppet master as I showed earlier. And I think that is a super complete game. But I mean, it is what it is at this point.
For her. Yeah. No, I agree. I think her not having a decision in her number one ally going home is very negative for her end game.
Yeah. She's really in bed with Sammy at this point. I mean, she has Cassidy too, but
yeah.
I'm
thinking kind of why I kind of thought that this to circle back to why I thought Sammy's in a good position now is it's kind of looking like the duos are now Cody and Jesse and then Carla and Cassidy with Sammy potentially tied to Carla now. So that, I mean, Sammy is still at a good spot to be in the middle and pick whatever side he wants and drive the decision. That's why I think he's in a good position. Owen and Noel are kind of nothings, and Gabler is then tied to Cody and Jesse. So you have right. kind of 2v3 with two outs, and then Sammy also being able to pick where he wants to go.
Right. Yeah, I could see. I mean, at this point, on paper, and we can get into this other vote too, which will, you know, there'll be some clarity with this, but Jesse and Cody, by all, you know, by everything that we've seen so far, should be with Carla and Cassidy still after this vote, right? They voted off Ryan. No one really cared about Ryan. Carla probably mostly cares about Cassidy coming home mm-hmm. safe. And they were all kind of together. We've seen Jesse and Carla be tight. So by all means, this should be like a four-person alliance. Sammy's been in it, so really five, I guess. But yeah, I think quickly Jesse and Cody are going to become kind of public enemy number one for Carla because they're really the only other people with agency in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think they're, I mean, it is one big alliance, but like we were talking about before, it breaks down into endgame and you can't have five people in your endgame alliance. And I think it becomes two duos.
As many scorn jurors like to point out, five people can't make the final tribal council. So make a move.
Fact.
Yeah. Noel with the steal vote. I want to talk about this quick. I liked this until Sammy told Carla the plan. Then he kind of hung Noel out to dry. I know you asked me a question about this. She's essentially fading an idol usage or a knowledge is power usage.
Right.
By saying, hey, I'm gonna play this. We're gonna take Owen's vote. I don't know if that was supposed to be like to show loyalty or like I don't know what she thought she was pitching to James. She says she's using it, and I think that's gonna and she's using it to his benefit. So that's like, hey, don't take it. And that's kind of her justification.
That's kind of what I was like. It makes sense in theory that she's using it to deter him from playing his advantage. However, once she uses the steal a vote, he can't use the knowledge is power. Like, if she uses it first, he can't use his knowledge is power to take her steal a vote. So why does it matter who she plays it on?
He can say it at any time. It doesn't have to be at tribal.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't know she's using it. Like, I don't understand why she actually used it to take Owen's vote. You know what I mean? Like, you can say that you're using it to take Owen's vote, but when she actually goes to tribal and uses it, it can't be reversed, so why not just take his vote? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Like, he can't steal it once she uses it, so why?
Yeah, so why not just vote? Yeah, why not just actually take James's vote?
Yeah, in case,
because the whole point happens. Is you get to the point where you tell Jeff.
Right,
but you're right. It's not like if you're like, I'm playing this idol for myself, you can't be like, hey, do you have an idol? Like, that's not how it works.
Because then in case someone plays an idol later, no one can get idled out with his vote.
Yeah, I now see where you're coming from.
Yes.
I do agree with that. I do sort of like that she takes the target off of herself a little bit by not having it.
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much everyone knew that she had it.
Right.
And I mean, she's low in the rankings again, but I think she's an interesting person moving forward where she could potentially be a swing in some certain scenarios.
She is 100% gaining agency. She's not like playing the like in more alliances or playing any better, but she's like gaining agency weirdly.
Yeah, I think she might have finalist upside, low key.
Yeah, I agree too. I don't I mean, like, funny enough, I, like, still think it's a possibility she could win. But, like, I doubt, yeah. I doubt it.
I don't know about when. I think she could get votes. I don't know about when. Owen, you got anything on Owen? I don't know how much credit he gets for this.
I don't think any, really. Owen is, like, Owen is an enigma. Not an enigma, but it's just, like, weird. Like, I don't understand. He's, like, I said this
last week. Have a good comp for him.
I said this last week, but, like, everyone, like, but, like,
yeah,
for, I don't understand why.
It, yeah.
Like, they don't make clear why they don't like him. But no one wants to work with him. No one likes him. But, like, it seems, like, not for any reason. And then his whole argument with James, like, I'm on his side with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Like, if you tell me you want to work with me, don't tell me to do the wrong thing. That's annoying. And that's, like, I just don't understand why no one wants to work with him. I've said this since the beginning. And he gets, like, ricochet shots all the time. And I don't get it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I have a good comp. I think his comp is Dean Kowalski, which is, he's smart and he could come on strong at the end if he makes it to the end. But I think he's just been on the outs for too long. Like, he spends way too much time as a free agent with really no agency. If he makes it to the end, I don't think that he can win. Like, he can get a couple votes, but I don't think he can win.
No, I agree. I don't think he can either. He's like, gets, he's always like in the conversation for getting voted out, but not because he's in a position of power, just because no one wants him there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's almost, ugh. He's better, but he's drifting into Karishma territory.
In that Karishma. Regard. He's better than Karishma.
Yeah.
He's better than Karishma, but he's worse than Dean Kowalski.
Yeah. Yeah. then James joins the list of pretty good players who forget that when you have power, you can still get voted out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the, I don't know who the best version of this, but like Carl Boudreau is probably the worst version of this. He's like literally drunk with power.
Yeah. He's definitely drunk with power. Like he was so, so over the top aggressive, I thought, James.
Yeah. Let's get to this second vote, Ryan. 4-1. The Jesse and Cody of it all.
Mm-hmm.
These two are fucking money.
Yeah.
They are so calmly just running through this post-merge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gaining a lot of confidence in the theory that I think one of the two of them is the winner. I think one of them goes home late, and I think the other one's the winner.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the Carla of it all is fading.
Yeah. I mean, Carla looked like a strong contender. And I think a lot is going to have to go her way in these next couple weeks in order for her to be viable. She essentially has to rally the troops and vote one of them out.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Gabler, we mentioned, Gabler is now in cahoots with Jesse and Cody.
Do you want to be gabled? Do you want to be cahooted?
Yes. He could do it. He could do it all to you. He has a utility belt of actions to do to you.
Yes.
I'm excited. I think we could have an Alla Gabler upside here. Mm-hmm. Special Agent Gabler.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him in the preview talking to Carla.
Yep.
That Jesse and Cody are dangerous and they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think, first of all, I don't think he's actually pitching this as like pitches to Carla. They need to go so that Carla acts against them and then they can vote Carla out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's on that level. I think what probably happened is Carla said it to him first and he just repeated it back in the clip. Cause that's just kind of how he talks. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
Like tonight, Cody was like, "Hey, ride or die." And his response was ride or die.
Yeah.
You said something, I will say it.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I can say that. But yeah, I think at this point, somebody's going to get motherfucking gabled.
Yeah. A couple people have gotten gabled already. And
he's going deep. He's going deep.
He is. I'm so happy. I hope we get him through the finale. I don't know if I could take an episode with Gabler just on the jury.
Yeah. Because even you kind of, there's enough there that this season is interesting without him. But we still get him for like 6 minutes a night, which it's always great. It's always refreshing.
I really want to see what he wears to the finale.
Yeah, me too. I like the idea of, well, no, there's not going to be a in person. They do on the island.
I forget. I don't like that.
Yeah, me neither. I had another point, but I forget. The decision though between these three,
mm-hmm.
You like voting out Ryan over Cassidy?
I do not. If I'm
you think Cassidy?
I think Cassidy. I don't think there's any point to voting out Ryan. He should be the last one to go, or he could be a goat. Like, he will never win, no matter who he's up against in the final tribal. He will never win. He comes in third every time, I think. He is willing to work with pretty much anyone because he doesn't understand how strategy works either. And he's so, like, on the outs. He's on the ins, but on the outs in that everyone just uses him to do what they want to do. I don't see any reason to vote him out. I think if you can take a shot at Cassidy and breaking up the Carla James and Cassidy, and I mean, then it's just Carla left if you take Cassidy out. I think Cassidy's the move here, honestly.
Yeah, so I agree with everything you're saying. I think if this does turn into Carla versus the two of them,
mm-hmm.
that it makes all the sense in the world to vote Cassidy out here. The thing with this, though, is I think Jesse and Cody's strategy at this point, based on what happened tonight, is I think they're trying to round up one or two more people that could be really loyal to them, i.e. Gabler,
mm-hmm.
And say, okay, this is our plan of attack against Carla when it happens. I think they want to get into a position where they stay tight with Carla, and then when Carla goes to make a move against them, it's like, wait, I don't have the numbers to do this. And mm-hmm. she's kind of stuck. I think that is kind of their plan, is like this constrictor kind of just suffocate her to the point where they're her only option. Like, coming back to tribal, they're probably thinking, okay, like, they don't know Carla was in on that vote. They're probably assuming the other three flipped on her and she is all alone. She just lost James. They're like, let's do her a solid. Keep Cassidy in. Remember, hey, it's the four of us. You know, Sammy just voted against you. You know, it's the four of us. We're still all good. Meanwhile, they have Gabler in the back pocket. They pick off Sammy. They pick off Noelle, other people that Carla could use.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up in the final five and it's like Carla and Cassidy against those two and Gabler, who is now loyal to the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of fucked. I think that's their plan. And if that is their plan, I think I'm okay with it. I also think Cassidy is kind of the biggest question mark in the game, where we see her talk a lot. She clearly has a lot going on strategically, but the story is never told through her perspective. Like, we always see her get throwing out ideas, but we never see, like, where she would like those ideas to go. We never see her long-term plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even so sure that she's like 100% with Carla. Like, tonight, she was kind of like, it seemed like she was by default. It was like, okay, Cody and Jesse, like, it's the three of us, right? Like, I feel like she feels confident in the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they could even bring her over.
Right. Yeah. It's because we don't get a ton from her that we don't really know where she stands. I mean, that makes sense that it's that way. If I have a hunch, I think she was just, you know, working with them out of necessity here and stays with Carla, but that's just me guessing.
The only other thing is they could have done the chain link, because Ryan seems to have this mutual respect going with Gabler.
Mm-hmm.
They could have just pulled in Gabler and then have Gabler kind of massage Ryan into the right direction.
Yeah.
I think that could have happened.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, they're both on paper more loyal to Carla than they are to her. So I don't think you could really go wrong. I think voting Cassie out is like a line in the sand move.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's just the game you want to play. I mean, don't get me wrong, voting out Ryan's not a bad move. I mean, like, if it's not you, it's a good move, right? Right.
Yeah, and there's this strategy now of like vote out goats, because a goat in the final three is taking up someone else's spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be a more competitive final three, but at least you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think based on that strategy and people being like, I need to get there and Ryan adds no value to me, then, you know, you might as well.
Yeah.
Just, it is, it's kind of like what I thought voting out Gabler would be, where it's like, this guy does nothing. Let's just vote him out so we get through this.
Little did you know.
Yeah. Little did I know. Also, just an idle and advantage, like, update. So Noelle's is gone. So now Carla has one. Cody has, or Carla has an idol. Cody has an idol. And Jesse has the original Yellow Tribe idol. So all three idols still in play. I would bet a lot of money that the knowledge is power advantage is hidden again next episode and is found by someone.
Yeah, they're going to want to shake up what's going on with the idols, definitely.
Yeah.
No one can play the knowledge is power right, so I don't even know if I want it at this point.
Yeah, and it's like a curse now.
Yeah, everyone goes home.
Yeah, imagine you're playing a perfect game and then five people left, you pick up knowledge is power.
No, fuck.
There's only one more time to play and you still can't even do it right.
Yeah. It should have died with Gio Bustamante.
Yeah. Yeah, it should have been buried with him. All right, let's get into some rankings. We had three ties, and then which it was just this person's directly next to this other person, and then we had two exactly the same. So we couldn't get much closer. Let's start here. Our tie for seventh. Let's go with Owen first. Owen is one of the two. He was your number seven. He's my number eight. You want first for Owen?
Sure. Like I said before, he's kind of like just gets kicked around this game. Like, no one seems to want to work with him, as no matter how hard he tries. We see him taking out his frustration sort of on James, probably not just frustrated with James, just frustrated about how his game is going, because he probably knows he can play a much better game if anyone was willing to work with him. So I struggle to put that kind of effort last just for that reason, because he could be good and it's kind of out of his hands, but he has, I mean, no agency really. I don't think it's possible at this point for him to win. Yeah, he just, unfortunate is the word I would use for his game, just because it seems that just no one wants to work with him for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I think it's been clear that he knows what he's doing, right? He has a good handle on what's going on. He's last for me because of agency, right? He's essentially Romeo from last season.
Yeah.
Where it's just no matter what happens, like, things can shake up however they shake up, but one thing is for certain, Owen will not know what the fuck is going on. He will not be told what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's the cost and doing business, I guess, apparently, when you're Owen. I agree. I don't understand it. I hope that he could gain some kind of ground and at least have, like, a big move. Like, have a big moment. I think he did make a big move tonight, but like I said, I don't know if he gets all the credit. I would like for him to get voted out because he's a threat. And I think, you know, if he makes a big move, that could maybe happen.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my best case scenario for Owen at this point.
Mm-hmm. Gets voted up trying to play the game.
Yeah. Right. Let's talk Noelle next. Mm-hmm. She's the other person tied with Owen for seventh. She's your number eight and my number seven. I have Noelle slightly ahead because, one, she used the vote steal, and some people could say, you know, it's inconsequential. But I think the point is she had a plan with it and executed it correctly, which is more than you could say for a lot of people using the vote steal. It is a historically misplayed advantage. That and the extra vote, both of them. It's like, I feel like it's so obvious at home what you should do, and no one ever does it.
I would argue that she misplayed it this time.
I agree, but I think that...
But it worked out, so it's fine.
Yeah, I think that you could just... The fact that that James had the knowledge of power, and they seem to be so concerned with that advantage where they're throwing idols all over the place, I feel like that is reason enough for this cast. Like, you can pitch it to people as like, I played that to get around knowledge is power. People will be like, ooh, lovely. Like, mm-hmm. What a move. Like, very nice. No, it's, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, this group would buy it. And that's the point, I think.
Yeah.
And if this does turn into Carla versus Cody and Jesse, then Noelle is going to be in the middle of this, which means she probably makes it to the finale. And she kind of plays angry. She could get on a streak and toss some people out of the way and be getting votes at Final Tribal Council. Like, she is not dead.
Yeah, the thing I'm worried about with her is that the bigger alliance doesn't fracture immediately, like kind of we're assuming it's going to. And Cody, Jesse, Carla, Cassidy, and Sammy all vote together after, you know, they come back and they say, look, we, at some point we need to, they don't say this, but I know they're all thinking it, at some point we need to cut each other, but we just split into two tribes and it ended up okay, so let's just vote together one more time just to for some consistency here. And
we vote together once.
Yeah. And Noelle, it seems like she is trying to come on strong, kind of trying to dictate her will a little bit, and they just take her out. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. I think with the final seven is going to be like a deciding vote, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the fact that getting to the final three is essentially getting to the final four now, like with the fire making. So really a four person group at the final seven, like that could carry the day all the way to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll be the deciding vote. And because of that, people are trying to get their ducks in a row. It might be a time that Owen just goes next.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe what I'm most worried for, but, and that would probably be bad for Noelle, but, because at that point you're saying, okay, these people, because they're not targeting each other right now, they're allowing all of them to move forward in the game. And it basically ensures that one of them wins,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, somebody is letting themselves down by not targeting the other side, but essentially they're continuing to have control. It's going to, ensure that they are the only people who are going to front to back have control. And so you'll kind of be forced to vote for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk. We have another tie here between number five and number six. I'll give your man some credit here. First we'll talk about Gabler. He's your number six and my number five. Gabler, I texted you this. I think he also has finalist upside.
Yes.
I think, like I said, apparently him and Sammy are not a thing. Him latching on with Cody and Jesse could be huge for him, because that's two people that are never going to target him. And although he's kind of like quietly with them, I think he's essentially the second highest ranking person in this alliance, because one of those two is going to have to get voted out,
mm-hmm.
which means he can safely be like the number two for the other person. I don't think he can win, but I think he can ride this three-person alliance to a seat at the Final Tribal Council.
Yeah.
If he kind of just plays like lapdog for these two, he'll probably come in third. If he tries to shake things up a little bit, he could get some votes being second.
Yeah, but I agree completely. I think Gabler is one of the more underestimated players we've seen in recent memory. And for that reason, I actually think that because he's so underestimated, I don't think he can win. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No one put any agency in his game so much that he couldn't do anything. And if he makes it to the end, they're just saying, oh, you just got drugged to the end. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just Gabler. He's not that good, you know? Or, like, there's no reason we should vote. You know what I mean? He's very, very, very likable. And I think everyone out there likes him. And that could get him some votes as well. But, yeah, that I see the same path for him coming in second or third, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I know you said you agree with me, but I agree with the additional things you said.
Yes, thank you.
about Gabler. He's, yeah, I Maybe next time they will estimate him.
Yes. Yes. an estimation, an accurate estimation.
All right. Up next is your number five and my number six. This is Sammy.
Mm-hmm. We kind of talked a lot of Sammy because he was the big player this week. I think I think he ends up in the middle and has agency moving forward. I don't agree with the telling of Carla of James getting voted out, but it worked out. So how much can I really drop him? You know, like it shouldn't have worked out, but it did. So here we are. I think no one is going to be pissed at him because it worked out the way they all wanted it to. So everyone's going to be fine.
I think Noel's going to be pissed at him. This feels like something Noel gets mad about.
And honestly, I think everyone takes Sammy's side and Noel goes home out of it, to be honest. And I think
you're probably right about that if they make it him or her. But I think this could be just like a side fight while someone else goes home.
Yeah. I just think that with his alliance potentially splitting down the middle, he can choose what he wants to do. Pick your own destiny game. So,
yeah, I mean, he has Carla's backing, and the impact of that rests in Jesse and Cody's hands, right? If they want to target Carla immediately, then that, like, if they vote Carla out next, Sammy is crippled. Yeah. He is nothing in this game. But if they let her hang around, he always has the combined agency of the two of them when you're talking about them as a duo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll have to see. I think he is, like, you're right that, like, it worked out. My problem is that this is basically, we've seen it over and over. This is his style of play.
Yeah.
And it seems to be, like, his position overall in the game is slowly regressing, and it has been since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, if you just look at the trend line, that by the end of this game, he's going to end up voted out in, like, fifth place.
It's just crazy that everything just keeps, like, working out for him, you know?
Yeah.
So, I at some point, you're like, maybe it just works out for him.
Yeah, that is weird. Is like, I can't picture him getting voted out.
No, he seems like a winner.
Yeah,
he's edited to be a winner.
Yeah, I don't know. This will be interesting.
Because even when he makes mistakes, they don't edit it to be a mistake.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. There, he is in a like decent middle position, but if Cody and Jesse, like, they're out there, and obviously they're not omniscient like us, right? I don't know if they realize that voting Carla out next,
mm-hmm,
is, like, the nail in the coffin for pretty much everyone except for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, everyone else would have to vote both of them out in order to. It's like in Ghost Island when Wendell and Dominic voted out Kellen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, now everyone has to go to the end with both of them, because if you vote, or sorry, they're like, we have to go to the end with each other, because if they vote, or like if we vote each other out, then the other person will just go very next, right?
Right.
Where it's like they're going to stick together and maintain their strong position, because like you'd have to vote both of them out.
Right.
Because if you go to the end with just one of them, you get crushed.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have to go to the end with both of them or neither of them. And I don't know if you could get rid of both of them.
Yeah, there's not enough time.
All right, number four. This is a unanimous. This is Cassidy. I'll go first for Cassidy. I'm a little more positive on Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm pretty accurate in my prediction of her is like, she's going to go home like fifth place or sixth place, and it's going to be like a lot to do about nothing. She reminds me of, I said before, Kara Kay, where it's like she's solid, very clearly excellent socially, and I think she has chops strategically, but it's just never told from her point of view. And I think her, like, she's clearly in a good position, so she will keep going. But at some point, the people who have, like, true power in the game, it's going to overshadow, you know, this small kingdom that she's built, queendom that she's built. I really like Cassidy, but just based on the edit, I think she has no shot to win. I think there is a way that this season could have been edited mm-hmm. to where she is one of the main decoy winners.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, it's just she's like Kara Kay, also to reference the same season, kind of Allison Raybould, mm-hmm. too, of like, this is going to be a person who probably makes the finale and is one of the vote outs in the finale, I would think.
Yeah, I agree. She's going to get voted out, not because she tried to make a move, not because people think she's a threat to win the game, just because she's the person to vote out that week. And that's unfortunate because she's good, but she just got not, she's just not driving the alliance. She doesn't own any of the power. And right. She's also not going to end up with someone who wants to take her to the end because she's too close to being good.
Right. Yeah, that's one where to us, it's like, dude, you could bring Cassidy. Like, she doesn't have a winner upside. But on the island, she's always been on the right side of things. She's always in the mix. Like, she's probably a dangerous person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like the worst of both worlds where no one wants to go to the end with her. So she probably won't go to the end. And at home, they're not telling us that she could go to the end.
Yeah.
So it's like, which is it? All right. At number three, we have another unanimous. This is Carla. You want to go first for Carla?
Sure. Carla is falling. We had her as number one for a long time, I feel like, this season.
So like 3 weeks in a row, 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Essentially the whole post-merge. And then part of the pre-merge, I think, also we had her. There was like a little gap in there maybe.
Yeah. This has probably been our season with the most variance in the rankings in general, I think, have changed a lot. But typically we have like two, maybe three people that'll be number one.
Yeah. And
we've had a lot of different people fill that spot at different times.
And unfortunately, that's not because there's too many good people. It's because no one's that great.
Yeah.
Carla, though, is falling, I think, obviously in the rankings. But in my opinion of her, and also whether or not she can win the game, she can definitely still win the game if she gets there with the right people. I just don't think she makes it there, to be honest. She has this alliance now with Cassidy and potentially Sammy, but Sammy is someone who could turn on you on a dime. And honestly, I just think Cody and Jesse are better. And I think they're going to outplay her, is my opinion.
Yeah, I think her saving thing right now is that she does have the idol. So if she can pick her spot, she could still make something big happen.
Mm-hmm.
I still have confidence in her. I think she's a good social player. Strategically, I was kind of thinking, has she made like a really good strategic move? I don't think so.
It's tough to like say what.
Every vote has been so nothing.
I know. They
like, kind Ellie of... is just whatever. Dwight was whatever. Janine was whatever. This is the first big one, and it was kind of like she was the last to know.
Yeah, and that's also, I think, a product of no one being that great. Like, all these players they're voting out, like, no one's good, so all the votes are nothing. But, like, they kind of also painted it to be, like, James, like, at the forefront of these moves. But, like, we don't really know how much of those moves. They could have been her also, but they just edited it that way. But I don't know. I don't know if she was truly making the moves. She kind of plays the In the Shadows game. But
spooky.
Spooky. Very spooky. But I don't know. I have confidence in her to win. It sounds like I don't, but I do. I think, honestly, with like she beats like over half of the people left.
Yeah, I think that this is the cutoff of like these three. Mm-hmm. I think the winner is one of these three, and I would say I'm like 95% sure in that. I think drastic things can happen that get Noelle the win or Sammy the win. Sammy's more likely than Noelle.
Mm-hmm.
But I just based on edit and like trend, I think it's one of these three. I know you would probably include Sammy in that. I'm a little lower on Sammy, but yeah, I think Carla and these next two, who it's kind of obvious who they are. Mm-hmm. That's who I think are like the real shots to win the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Our number one is a tie between two guys who are each other's number one allies. You go first. Who do you want to go? Who do you want to go with first?
I'll talk about Cody.
Actually, no, let's do Jesse, because I don't think Cody's been number one yet.
Okay.
If he goes last, he's technically number one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go Cody. Or sorry, let's go Jesse. Jesse's my number one and your number two. Jesse, I give the slight edge to Cody because they both have idols, but Cody does not know about his idol.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's a slight edge. I also think it might be booked by its cover a little bit, but kind of just judging based on demeanor, I think Jesse's like slightly more cerebral. I don't even know if that's necessarily true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cody is like, at first I was like, he's smart, but he's too fast and loose to like trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm starting to think like he picks the spots really well. And Jesse is kind of just always like stoic.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jesse quietly is the person to beat right now. I think if he doesn't go home, he will win. And I think that whoever votes him out is, I don't think they necessarily win, but I think, you know, whoever eliminates him is, that's a huge mark on their resume, because people are going to look back and say, what was like the constant in a lot of these votes? And I think he's been like, that's the thing is like, he hasn't made a ton of huge moves either, to my point about Carla, mm-hmm. but I think he's been more in the know. And even no one cares about pre-merge, but he's maybe the best player of the pre-merge. Not Sammy's probably the best player of the pre-merge, but he dominated his tribe in the pre-merge.
Yeah. I look at these two as equals. It was really a toss up on who I was going to put first. I just gave Cody the edge because I think, yeah, I agree with you in that it used to look like he was playing loose, but now I don't think that's the case. I just think that's his personality, but his game is more buttoned up than that. And I like him to win better. For no particular reason, I just might like him better, honestly. Like, these two are a toss-up that either one could have gone first. I don't really have a reason why I put Cody first.
Yeah, I think that conversation they had on the beach, I mean, I've been coming around on Cody anyway, but that just ridded any doubts that I had about Cody, where he slowed it all down. They got on the same page quickly and just had a super open and intelligent conversation about all the different ways that they could go. I feel like usually when there's two people talking, like even if there's a really strong duo, I feel like there's always an alpha and there's always a beta. Like there's always one person that when they talk, they need the other person's approval,
mm-hmm.
whereas the other person does not need that. And I think for a while, that's how I viewed it, was like when Jesse shouts out an idea, it's an idea. When Cody shouts out an idea, it's an idea if Jesse also likes it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think there was a super equal like back and forth. And usually that person who's like the beta, when you see these types of conversations, they always say something that's like kind of a head scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like if Cody, like they were talking about bringing in Gabler, basically like they're targeting Ryan. They would make Cody, like they would show him saying something stupid of like, well, Ryan, he's like, you know, he always knows what's going on. He'd be like, what?
Yeah.
That's not a read. Like
yeah.
They'd throw something in there like that for you to be like, right. Subconsciously, Jesse's the one I should take seriously here. Mm-hmm. It's a good duo, but Jesse's the one I should take seriously. This, they felt both really good to me. And for that, that's part of why I said, I think one of the two of them wins. I think the other one probably goes home in fire, is my kind of gut at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't think either of them are meant to look dumb at any point.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We're going to talk about kind of our final three here moving forward, but I have something very similar.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's jump into that. Predictions. We're kind of at the stage, I think this should be a thing, where if they always do the two tribes of five of the final 10,
mm-hmm.
I think after that, every week, we should just have a running, like, final three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're close enough to the end, and it's a good, like, benchmark for when to start it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to do... I have a first, second, third, and then a fire loser. I don't know if you have a fire loser or not.
I can come up with one
quickly. Okay. I'll let you think for a second. I'll go first. My winner, I have Jesse. Like I kind of mentioned, I think that he and Cody at this point, it's their game to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a few key players that if they get rid of them, it's basically Dom and Wendell. I think they're not as good as Dom and Wendell, but it's the same scenario where it's like two people are dominating and someone can get along for the ride, but they're going to get screwed. And it's like, it's really these two.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I, like you said, you like Cody more for whatever reason. I kind of like Jesse more for whatever reason. This whole season, I've kind of held Jesse in slightly higher regard. So I got Jesse as my winner right now. I got Gabler as my third place finisher right now. Kind of what I said before is I see like one of the two really strong players
mm-hmm.
going home and Gabler like staying latched on to the other one. And like that's how they keep the power. Like Gabler is going to be key to whoever survives that.
Yes.
Like having a real solid resume at the end is like Gabler's loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if you look at Gabler's game as a whole and you say, okay, now he's going to be loyal to these three, like, or these two in a three person alliance, let's just say he is loyal to the end.
Mm-hmm.
What is his game been? He's been an outsider in the pre-merge. He has, treaded water at the beginning of the post-merge. There was kind of chaos all over the place. It's kind of unclear, but the dust has settled and he's kind of never really been in any kind of position of power. And then halfway through the post-merge, you're going to say, okay, well, now he's kind of answering to these other two guys. And I think you're going to see what we see a lot with like a third place finisher is someone who, you know, they held their own at times, but they're not really there because of their own moves. Like they had the right allies, essentially. I think that's maybe like, I think Gabler is very smart and he's doing more than people give him credit for, but I think that's how he'll be viewed.
Mm-hmm.
My second place, it's a toss up. Well, let me do my fourth place first. I think my fire loser is Cody. I think there's a chance it's Carla too, but I would say Cody. Like I just said, I think, pun intended, blaze of glory, one of these two guys goes down in. I don't know if it's Jesse versus Cody in fire. I think that would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever I have second wins that immunity.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, I don't know. Cody's a big character, bigger character than Jesse. But I think Jesse has probably had the most traditional winner edit of like, this guy is always smart. This guy is never does anything wacky. Like he's like he is the stereotypical winner in terms of edit. So I got Cody as a fire loser. That also might just be me hoping since I've done James already. That's maybe one of the worst done James ever, even if he doesn't go home.
Yeah. It was really not bad a right good now. One.
And then we come to my second place. I have two for this.
Mm-hmm.
My first is Owen.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a chance he gets there. We saw him talking about, what is my finale resume? And he was essentially I think Owen's thing all along is he's super self-aware, but he just can't do anything with it. And I think that is, you know, if you continue on that narrative, you could say, oh, at the merge, they had that thing where it's like, there's so many advantages in the game. He knew where every single one was, but he's just never been in the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the story is like, he's a smart guy who can get himself to the end, But when you look at his game as a whole, it's like, what is it?
Right.
But I think the person I'm going with for second is Sammy. Mm-hmm. I think he, like I said, I can't picture this guy getting voted out. It's maybe because he's not going to get voted out. But I don't know that his style of gameplay gets the respect of someone like Jesse, who was maybe just as influential, but he has that loyalty factor, right? Like, loyalty isn't like people being like honor, loyalty, like no one cares about that, but it is like a tiebreaker. If you're like, this person played a really clean game, this person played a really dirty game. And if they were similar, you know, if they influenced the game similarly, you tend to be like, well, this person did it without telling as many lies, like that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sammy gets a few votes because he has been influential. But in this scenario, I think Jesse would beat Sammy. Gabler third, maybe a vote, probably not, with Cody being the fire loser. And in that scenario, I probably have like Carla and Cassidy being like the finale boots, which means Owen and Noel, I guess, go home the next few weeks, which I don't know if that happens, but I kind of feel like Cassidy might go home next week.
Yeah. All right. So mine is very, very similar to yours. I essentially have Cody and Jesse flipped. I have Cody winning and Jesse losing fire.
Okay.
In a very similar exact scenario. I just have them flipped. We just have them flipped in our heads who we think.
Would you also like to say Blaze of Glory?
In a Blaze of Glory goes Jesse. Yeah. Yeah. I also have Gabler as my third place finisher. But I think Cody wins the challenge and brings Gabler.
Okay. So who takes out Jesse?
And here's, I also am very unsure who takes Jesse out. It could be like any of the other people, to be honest. Probably besides Carla. Any of the rest of the people, it could be.
Yeah, because if it is Carla, then that's a slugfest in the end, I think.
That is a slugfest, yeah. That's like a...
I mean, she's probably used the idol correctly if like Gabler is that right. far that's and like the other person's in fire.
A 5-4. Like, that's like a one-vote separation thing. But I don't think it's going to be that. I think Carla goes home. And then, because Carla goes home, I think this person is just stranded out on no man's land and just makes it through and ends up beating Jesse in fire. I think it's Cassidy.
Cassidy wins fire. I would love to see that.
How about that? Cassidy being Jesse in fire.
Yes. I've been a Cassidy truther all along. So yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you have it. We'll maybe update next week. I don't know how huge of a change it'll be, but I mean, we will give our final predictions before the finale.
Yes.
Which, I mean, based on vote count, there should be two more episodes in the finale. So
right,
things are getting down to it. One more order of business. It is the Dunn Chains.
Yes.
So real quick, no Fantasy Survivor update. I had a doctor's appointment after work, which is when I do it usually. Usually I haven't really been doing it much. But that was when I was planning on doing it. But I will have an update next week. I might even do it tonight. So we were 5-5. Dave lost 2.
Mm-hmm.
But you correctly guessed the double boot, which, as we said, is a Dunn Chain away, as if you needed any help.
Mm-hmm.
This is like when a pitcher's dealing and he gets a call for a strikeout. So he doesn't need help. Uh-huh. Yell for the dugout.
Also Ryan went home, so it cleared my board.
Yes, board cleared again. I also had Ryan, so good on me.
Yep.
For once. So I guess essentially here, I was going to say you have a decision where you could either remove one and give out two, or just keep your current ones and just give out one.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't remove one.
Or I could give out two and hold on to it, right? Do we do that?
You know what? I would be okay with that.
I'm not going to do that. I just wanted it as an option.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, I was going to lay out rules for it, but yeah, if you're not going
to
do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. I think this was a good place to lose two of my people because there's a lot of people left who can't win that I feel comfortable Dunn Chaining.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm still only going to Dunn Chain one more person. I'm Dunn Chaining Owen.
Okay, Owen.
I think there's no shot he wins, and I also think it seems like no one can stand him, really. So I don't see them waiting and just letting him make it to Final Tribal.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Like I said, Noelle has, like, kind of a – there's a twinkle of a chance for Noelle.
Yeah, I almost did both of them and Dunshane Noelle also.
Yeah.
I also thought about Dunshane and Cassidy. Those were my options, sort of. As crazy as it sounds, Dunshane and Gabler did not cross my mind.
Yeah, no, I think Gabler is, I think, he's going safe to the finale. He's going to finale.
Yeah, I know.
So I think I think if we each get a chance to do one more person,
yeah,
that's probably who I would do, because I don't think he's going to win.
No, no.
But like I said, six person finale. So there's going to be two more episodes where we have, you know, a podcast before the episode. So we give out two more Dunshanes and then we're done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so first off, we have three people total. I have Cassidy, or I have Cody and Noel. You have Owen.
Mm-hmm.
So that in of itself is impressive. And then at that point, I mean, we've gotten to the point where Jesse and Carla do not need to get Dunshane by either of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I already have him, obviously. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the people with winner equity are going to go to the finale, not Dunshane, not yes. Dunshane. And real quick, so you have Gabler, you have Owen, and you have Cody, I think?
I have Gabler, I have Owen, and yeah, I think that's correct, yeah.
Okay, because I know I have Jesse, I think I have Carla. I know I have Cassidy. I know I have Noelle. And I know I have Sammy. So, yeah, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think you went – or I went Gio, then you went Ryan, then I went Carla, I think is how it went.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would – I mean, who do you think's going on? Do you think Owen's going home next week? Or is it just like he's
– I think Noelle goes home next week, but I don't want to Dunshane Noelle in case something crazy happens.
I would love for Noelle to go home next because – in Dunshane land, because she's on my team, so then I could put one on Gabler, and just in case I don't have a person go the next time, at least I've used my Gabler one, right?
Right.
And if Gabler goes home, I get absolved of one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to give out another, which would be nice. And if I have to give a second, I think I still have a few options. That would mean Owen's still probably in the games. So I could probably do Owen.
Yes.
But yeah, if Noelle goes, then yeah. Yeah, so I think it's going to work out good for both of us. There has been a season where we've both been, like, sitting so pretty. I'm trying to remember which one it was.
Yeah, there's also been seasons where neither one of us was.
Yeah, where it's, yeah, both of us. I mean, 37, which is, I think, I mean, yeah, that was the first season of the podcast. And, yeah, we were both very close to screwed.
Yeah.
That was one we both gave one out every week. That's crazy.
And we survived, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
We did that a few times
too. I know.
We got bailed out because Chris Underwood was like, you couldn't have him Dunshaned.
Yeah. But that.
And at 39, it was like, I think by 39, we changed the rules.
That we used to give out more Dunshane like removal passes also though.
Yeah. I like this now where if like the merge boot, I don't know. It's no, you can never guess the merge boot anyway. I like the like guess the double boot. And I also have one I was going to pitch to you. What do you think of like going in the finale? So like, this is more, again, I want to get rid of this Cody one. So I'm going to use that as an example. Let's say Cody wins, right? Let's say we're going in the finale. I think if we always give out our exactly who we think is going to go home where in the finale, like our sixth place, fifth place,
mm-hmm.
and then everything in the fire. What do you think of if you guess all six placements correct in the finale, then no matter who wins, you're safe from the Dunshanes?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I don't really care. We just are having fun with it. So I think
yeah.
Anytime you do anything impressive, you have the right.
Yeah. And in that scenario, I think I would maybe just pick Cody to win.
Right. Because if he does, yeah, there's some backdoor strategy
there. Yeah. We'll have to see just how much of a cop out it would be for me if I want to employ that. I don't know. I mean, you're already undefeated in Dungeon Chains and I've lost one. So, I mean, I don't have like this pristine record to keep anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I always considered myself as like a person who could always pick out the boot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're the first person I've ever met that's been better than me.
I'm a savant.
Yeah, a true savant. But yeah, looking ahead, probably only two more episodes than mm-hmm. the finale. We're really in the home stretch. Next week is Thanksgiving. We'll have to figure out schedule. It'll probably come out late.
Yeah.
I doubt we're going to do it on, not doubt. I know we won't record on Thanksgiving.
No, we will not.
So, maybe sometime over the weekend or maybe like Monday night. It might be a really late one, but we'll figure something out to get something out.
Yeah, definitely.
You got anything else?
Yeah, I just want to be clear that I think from my savantness, I think Noelle is going home next week, even though I didn't dungeon her. That's my pick.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I think, you know what? It would kill me. I'm going to say Cassidy. I think if Carla tries to start moving against people, I think mm-hmm. the fact she has an idol, I think Carla could, or I think Cassidy could be in some trouble.
Now I have nothing else.
Yeah, there you have it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you all next time.